cut day-trimmed Hunter Henry's room to 3. The Patriots 53 carries Henry, Eli Raridon, and Tanner Arkin at tight end, per Nick Goss at NBC Sports Boston, with camp tight ends C.J. Dipper and Jack Westover among the 36 players released Sunday, per the team's transactions log. Henry is listed active with no injury designation on the club's roster page. He did not play Thursday's finale at Cleveland. The starters rested a third straight game, per Evan Lazar at the team's website. And neither Mike Vrabel nor Elliot Wolf addressed the tight end room in the week's available reporting. Now the correction, because we owe one. Our August 23rd episode described Henry as a 31-year-old starter in a contract year. That was already false when we published it. Henry agreed to a 2-year extension on August 10th, 13 days earlier, worth $16 million and up to $20 million, with $14.5 million guaranteed, per Matt Schooley at CBS Boston, who credited the initial report to Ian Rappaport. Henry, at the time, "It means a lot, man. This place means a lot to me and my wife." None of that is this week's news. The news is that we called it wrong, and the contract year frame is retired. Our last episode watched for two things. Did he play the finale? No, per Lazar. And whether the red zone periods the coaches kept drilling start running through the tight ends. No answer exists. Nothing in this window reports on red zone work at all, because the starters never played, and no practice charting from the week was reachable. That is an absence of reporting, not an answer. The June Red said Henry is the most predictable tight end in football, volume as identity, and last season backs the shape of it. 60 catches on 87 targets for 768 yards and 7 touchdowns across 17 games, on our numbers. Nothing this window tested the thesis. The only thing that changed is our accounting of his contract, which is extended rather than expiring. We'll check back when the games start counting. Data via NFL Verse.